ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Continuing the point that Krishna's pastimes with the gopis are so purifying that one becomes purified by properly hearing them, so that in itself is evidence that they're not impure. Continuing this point with a quotation, again from Srila Prabhupada's Krishna book in this regard, that question came up that, well, how come we're distributing Krishna book? But I think we can understand from all these quotes, so many quotes, that Srila Prabhupada has elaborately given the philosophical understanding in his Krishna book about the Rasa Leela, so that there won't be misunderstanding. Here's another one from the chapter 33 of the Krishna book, description of the Rasa dance. Bhaktim Param, devotional service is so potent that the more one advances in this line, the more he loses attraction for material life. One who is actually deriving benefit from hearing the Rasa Leela dance surely achieves the transcendental position. He surely loses all trace of lust. Srila Prabhupada similarly comments in about this in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 4, text 30, in the purport. A person who actually understands what the Ras Leela is will certainly hate to indulge in mundane sex life. For the realized soul, hearing the Lord's Ras Leela through the proper channel will result in complete abstinence from material sexual pleasure. So that point is made very strikingly. Now I'll read from Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Bengali rendition by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami of that verse which I read this morning from the Srimad Bhagavatam, which I don't remember, so I'm looking it up. Where is that? No, I can't find it. Anyway, I'll read the Bengali translation because I can't remember the Sanskrit. Braja bodhu shonge krishne rashadi bilash jayjan kaheshune koriya bishash hridroga kamatar tatkale hoi khoi teen gurna koba nahe mahadhira hoi. When one hears or describes with great faith the pastimes of Lord Krishna, such as his rasa dance with the gopis, the disease of lusty desires in his heart and the agitation caused by the three modes of material nature are immediately nullified and he becomes sober and silent. And notice here that there's somewhat, well, there's a significant difference in the manner of presentation. In the translation of the Sanskrit verse, Idang Vishnu Shadhan Vitavana Shunyad, just not remembering the beginning, it said that if one who is very sober, who is dhira, who hears these pastimes, then he can become free of all mundane traces. Here in the Bengali it's stated that by hearing it, one will become Mahadhira. He will become sober. Purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments in this connection. Any person seriously inclined to hear about the pastimes of Krishna's rasa dance, as mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, with great faith and a transcendental spiritually inspired mind, is immediately freed from the natural lusty desires. Oh, here it is, yeah. Found within the heart of a materialistic person. Yeah, vikriyade thang vrajavadhu biridang cha vishnu. So there's a whole difference in attitude. Someone who hears about Krishna and doubts it is a very different person to the one who wants to submissively and faith with faith hear about Krishna. One who comes with a challenging mood can never actually understand Krishna. He's cheating himself. He may think that, I'm showing how empty and insubstantial is the Vaishnava cult. Isn't it obvious? The Christians who came to India and heard about Krishna's pastimes, they thought, what is this? They're worshipping someone who's messing around with others' wives, and what kind of religion is this? They thought, this is something very bad. Our Jesus is much better. So these challenges mostly went unanswered. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he met with Western scholars who were just convinced that it's just so obvious. They, in their minds, it's just so obvious that our Christianity is so much better than this Hinduism, which is just so much immoral basis. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would meet with Western scholars and defeat their misconceptions. They were completely shocked because they thought it was not possible, it was indefensible that Krishna consciousness is more, that their Christianity is more moral than what we call Krishna consciousness. At that time, the term Krishna consciousness wasn't there. So he shocked them by stating that Krishna is the most moral person. They thought it's just, they thought it was indefensible. To even try to defend Krishna was not even possible. Jai shune jai pare tar fal etadrishi shri bhava bishta jai seve aharnishi tar fal ki gohimo kohane najai nitya siddha se prai siddha tar kai. If a transcendentally situated person following in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami hears and speaks about the Rasa Leela dance of Krishna and is always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna while serving the Lord day and night within his mind, what shall I say about the result? It is so spiritually exalted that it cannot be expressed in words. Such a person is an eternally liberated associate of the Lord, and his body is completely spiritualized. Although he is visible to material eyes, he is spiritually situated, and all his activities are spiritual. By the will of Krishna, such a devotee is understood to possess a spiritual body. And exactly why Krishna's pastimes with the gopis, Srila Prabhupada has made it available in the Krishna book to the general public. Srila Prabhupada actually explains this in the introduction. This Kavi is not here now, but you can ask him to refer to the introduction of the Krishna book where Srila Prabhupada writes about this, that materialistic people are interested in sexual activities. So let them hear about Radha and Krishna and they'll gradually become purified. Such hearing will counteract material sex life. So another reason we can understand, although this won't be understood by those who are critics of Krishna, this point I've made in this series of lectures several times already, that the material world is a perverted reflection of the spiritual world. So the highest thing in the spiritual world is the lowest thing in the material world. Just like the tree is reflected in the lake, the topmost point, the actual topmost point of the tree becomes the bottommost in the reflection. So although it looks exactly the same, it's the highest point. Krishna's transcendental activities with the gopis is the highest point of spiritual life. And such an imitation of that in the material world is at the lowest point. So parakya rasa, or relishing the exchange with another's wife is the highest in Parakya Rasa. Of course, from another point of view, the gopis are not anyone else's wives, they are eternally related with Krishna. But there's that feeling, this is for Leela. For Leela, Krishna, who is the supreme controller, becomes controlled by the love of the gopis. He becomes tied up by Mother Yashoda. So this is all for Leela, for pastimes. So it's very, very difficult for materialistic people to understand. One has to have a little faith that Krishna is not ordinary and he acts out of pure love. His activities with the gopis are not lusty, they're full of pure love. Then there's that other point that, yeah, I already made that. So there are many quotes about this, that great saintly persons, they hear about, discuss, and glorify Rasa Leela. So if Rasa Leela was some ordinary, mundane dancing, folk dancing, ball dancing, or whatever, if Krishna's dancing with the gopis was just some ordinary mundane dancing, then why would strict renunciants like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu take pleasure in hearing that? We can understand that by the activities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and so many other renunciants, they're beyond the modes of material nature, but still they take pleasure in hearing about Krishna, his pastimes with the gopis. Then again, if we are to accept the statements of Shastra, that there is Rasa Leela, then we should accept all the statements. And among the statements are that Lord Shiva and even Lakshmi, they wanted to enter the Rasa Leela, such exalted personalities. Why should they want to do so? They're already on the highest level. Lakshmi is the wife of Vishnu. Shiva is the greatest Vaishnava, at least within this material world. They have no entrance. Well, Shiva was allowed, but first he has to take a female body. And Lakshmi couldn't enter at all because she has the feeling that I am the wife of Vishnu. So because of that, she couldn't, without giving up the feeling that I am the wife of Krishna, I'm the legal, authorized wife, you can't follow in the, you can't enter into the Rasa Leela. Aishwarya Gyana Bina. No. It's just Gopi Anugatya Bina Aishwarya Gyane Bajile Ho Na Pai Brajendra Nandane. That's stated that without following the gopis, if one worships Krishna with the concept that he is the Supreme Lord, one cannot attain Krishna in Vrindavan. So Lakshmi, she's fully fixed in the concept that I am the wife of Narayan, who's the Supreme Lord. So she couldn't give that up and she couldn't enter the Rasa Leela. It's a different mood altogether. Shiva was able to enter after being given a female body. And he's as the guardian of the Rasa Leela. And just there are many, many quotes. I'm just going to go through this quickly. Krishna enacts the Rasa Leela to attract the living entities to the spiritual world. It's so attractive. If we can overcome our prudish morality, oh, it's not good, and understand these are activities of the spiritual world. This is full of bliss. Sugita Naratane Shabha Shakhigone Tusiche Jugaladhane. The gopis, by their singing and their dancing, they satisfy Radha and Krishna. So this is the bliss of the spiritual world. Singing, dancing, And then after they're exhausted by Ras Lila, so much dancing, then they refresh themselves in the Yamuna. You wouldn't want to try that here in the lake. It's too cold. It's too much refreshment. But in the warm nights, the autumn nights, the Yamuna will be just cold, just cool and fresh. And then all the gopis are ready with fresh cloth for Radha and Krishna, and they find a nice bower in the forest that's called the Kunja. Kunjas are very important in Krishna, in Gopi Leela, Krishna's name, Kunja Bihari or Nikunja Bihari. So the gopis, they make a beautiful arrangement of flowers, all for Radha and Krishna to sit, and then they feed them with so many nice forest fruits and so many preparations. And then and then Radha and Krishna lay down to rest, and like this. And they get up again, and they go home, and it goes on. Nitya Lila. Eternal pastime. So those who hear about this and become attracted, oh yeah, I'd rather be there than here in this material world trying to enjoy myself. Let me try and follow in the footsteps of the great liberated soul so that I can also become a servant of the servants of Krishna, Radha and Krishna. So Krishna comes to exhibit these pastimes so that fortunate people can be attracted to that, and then they'll take up the practices by which they develop the desire to enter into the spiritual world and serve. Just as Krishna enacts his pastimes here, those pastimes are going on in the spiritual world. So Krishna enacted those pastimes. They're recorded by Vyasadeva. Later, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his associates, among whom some such as Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, they elaborated on those pastimes. They gave further insights into those pastimes. So persons who are very fortunate, they'll be attracted to hear about that and go to join Krishna in the spiritual world eternally in his Rasalila. Srila Prabhupada writes in one purport in the songbook, I believe it's the song Gaurangera Duti Pada Jaradhan Shampada. He says that the aim of this Krishna conscious movement is to join Krishna in his eternal dance in the spiritual world. I'm going to try and find that. Anyway, I more or less paraphrased it.
You know the title? Gaurangera Duti Pada? That's it. It's not.
Yeah, it's by Narottam.
The last Yamai Prakha?
No, it's not that.
Sava Shigora Padma Padma
Prakha? Anyway,
that. 75, I guess. 75. Yeah. Purport.
You have to look through it, it's quite a long purport. I believe it's in
there.
That the aim of this Krishna conscious movement is to join the Supreme Lord in his pleasure dance in the spiritual world. You have to do a little speed reading there. Mm. I believe it's in that poem, but it might be in another one, somewhere in the songbook. Yeah, it's quite a long purport. There are some lines in there that Gaurangera Shongi Gone Nitya Siddha Kare Mane Sei Jai Brajendra Shuta Pash. Whoever accepts Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates to be eternally perfect, such a person goes to join the son of Rajendra, means Krishna. Then Gaurangera Madhur Lila Jara Karne Prabhashila Sei Jan Bhakti Adhikari. There's some lines connected, Shri Radha Madhavantara. There are several lines linking Gaur Leela with Radha Krishna Leela. Did you find it? Is it there?
The loving affairs between Radha and Krishna are a temporary thing. In this material, we can see loving affairs between boys and girls, but that is temporary. then simply for a few months, a few years, or maybe a little more, then all that so-called love will go to hell. They are not permanent affairs. But if really one really wants permanent love affairs, he must enter into the pastimes of Radha Krishna. Simply by appreciating Lord Chaitanya's movement, one can immediately enter into or understand Radha Krishna's eternal pastimes. One who can understand the transcendental eternal pastimes of Radha Krishna reaches the highest perfectional stage of devotional service.
It's not exactly what I was looking for, but it's pretty good anyway.
Yeah,
give it, I'll read it in the mic.
Yeah.
If one appreciates the merciful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and feels ecstasy and sometimes cries, this process will immediately help him to understand the pastimes of Radha Krishna, which are called Nitya Lila. The loving affairs between Radha and Krishna are not a temporary thing. Here in this material world, we can see loving affairs between boys and girls, but that is temporary. That is simply for a few months, a few years, or maybe a little more. But then all that so-called love will go to hell. They are not permanent affairs. But if one really wants permanent love affairs, he must enter into the pastimes of Radha Krishna. Simply by appreciating Lord Chaitanya's movement, one can immediately enter into or understand Radha Krishna's eternal pastimes. One who can understand the transcendental eternal pastimes of Radha Krishna reaches the highest perfectional stage of devotional service. So where's that point? Maybe it's... Yeah. Exactly that line? I can't find that.
It's right at the bottom, it's the last line of page 78.
Yeah, I can see that, but that particular quote I'm looking for.
Can you just say that again one more time? Sorry,
the aim of this Krishna consciousness, maybe it's in Nittai Padakamana.
Yeah.
In that song. Anyway, I more or less paraphrased it, but... somewhere. Ah, here it is, yeah. The aim of this Krishna consciousness movement is to enable us to approach Radha Krishna and associate with the Supreme Lord in his sublime pleasure dance. That's in the purport to Nittai Pada Kamala. In the second paragraph, page 84 in this songbook, in this edition. The aim of this Krishna consciousness movement is to enable us to approach Radha Krishna and associate with the Supreme Lord in his sublime pleasure dance. So there you go. So which gopi are you?
Servant of Mother Krishna Vasi.
Yeah, there's plenty of room up there. It's unlimited. There are billions and billions of cows and billions of gopis and it's always expanding. No overpopulation. Don't try to fit it into our little brain to try and understand it all over. Now here's an important point from Krishna book. Krishna was only 8 years old when he performed the rasa dance. So where's the question of impropriety? If you want to look at it with mundane eyes, then Krishna was only 8 years old. So, why are you going to blame a little boy? Either you take him as mundane and 8 years old, or you accept that he's fully spiritual, and at the age of 8, all potencies are automatically manifested in him. You can't have it both ways. So how about that? First, the Prabhupada writes in the chapter 33, Krishna book, description of the rasa dance, first of all, from the material calculation, he was only 8 years old. At that age, a boy cannot be lusty. It is concluded then, therefore, that it was not possible for Krishna to do anything abominable. Here's an important quote. Parikshit asked Shukadev, what's going on? You know, Krishna came to establish dharma and he's doing these apparently wrong activities. Here's a quote from Bhagavad Gita, this chapter 3, text 24, quoting the Srimad Bhagavatam. Naitat samacharej jatu manasapyehe nishvaraha vinashyatya charan modhihad yata rudrobdhi jang visham. Ishvaranang vacha satyang tataiva charitang kvachit te shang yat svavacho yuktang buddhimang tat samacharit. One should simply follow the instructions of the Lord and his empowered servants. Their instructions are all good for us, and any intelligent person will perform them as instructed. However, one should guard against trying to imitate their actions. One should not try to drink the ocean of poison in imitation of Lord Shiva. So the point is that, yeah, Krishna gives us many very valuable instructions. And instruction is by, as is said in English, by practice and precept. So we should be intelligent enough to follow Krishna's instructions for us and to follow the examples that he set for us and understand that what is not meant for us to try to follow. Just like if someone says, I often say this in India, which is the land of so many bogus incarnations, that, okay, so if you say someone's an incarnate, all right, so let them do Rasalila, we have no objection. They're God, let them do Rasalila. Just one small thing, before they do Rasalila, they have to lift Govardhan Hill. And if you can't lift a whole mountain, then how about some big rock? And anyway, if you think that, and anyway, if you say, well, it's Kali Yuga, so God, he's depleted in his potencies, so we'll give you help. With the help of modern technology, we'll get a crane and a big rock, and we'll drop it on you, so you don't have to pick it up. All you have to do is catch it and hold it. And if you can't do it, well, then that'll be the end of your Leela. It'll be a special early departure from the world. So, Ras Leela, fine. Yeah, great. We'll give you all the girls if you want. We'll arrange it. But just one little condition. And, you have to pay for the crane and for the cremation ceremony of whatever's left. So, yeah, we should understand what to follow. If you want to be like Lord Shiva, you say, well, Lord Shiva smoked ganja, which I don't know if that's actually any shastric evidence of that, but many people seem to think so. So they think, okay, we're following Lord Shiva, so we should smoke ganja. Well, he also drank an ocean of poison. How about that? Try that. Don't imitate. One should follow. One should be... So, instead of becoming envious of Krishna, there's different ways of becoming envious, by criticizing him for Rasalila. That's one way of becoming envious. And the other way is to try to show oneself to be equal by imitating him. So either way, this is envy, but you can't do it. The point is that you can't do it. You want to criticize Krishna for Rasalila, but he also lifted Govardhan Hill, and so many pastimes he performed, which show that he's not an ordinary person. And there are so many quotes. Here's an interesting exchange from one conversation with Srila Prabhupada. This takes place in New York in 1975. Indian woman. In the Veda base, they put guest one, guest two. If it's Indian, they put Indian. They don't say American man. They may say Indian man. They don't say American man. It's like Indian is some kind of different species or something. So it says here, Indian woman. If it was in America, they'd just say woman. So I pointed that out to the Veda-based people, but they continue to do so. So Indian woman, may I ask? Someone's using their phone. They're calling the PC police to come and get me. May I ask one question, please? In the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavata, chapter starting 29 to 35, what's that? 10th canto? Rasa Panchadhyay, the five chapters described. There's actually six chapters she's mentioning, 29 to 35. There is a beautiful description of this Rasa Leela, and some scholars think that there is some role of imagination in that. So will you please comment upon this, Prabhupada? Because they are rascals. We are not commenting on rascals. Why do you jump to Rasa Leela? That is another rascaldom. Bhagavat, there are 12 cantos, and this Rasa Leela is described in the 35th chapter of the 10th canto. So why do you jump there? Indian woman. Because I got all the stages of bhakti in Bengal Vaishnavism. Prabhupada, no, Bengal Vaishnava is not foolishism. First of all, you have to understand Krishna, then go to understand what is Krishna's Rasa Leela. You do not understand Krishna. Why do you jump over his activities? That's Prabhupada's phrase, jump over, means to just start talking about the very highest pastimes of Krishna without trying to understand as Krishna presents himself in Srimad Bhagavatam, step by step. Srila Prabhupada tells her outright, you do not understand Krishna. Indian woman, well, I was given that work to do for research. Prabhupada, so some foolish man has given you like that. Yes, you should ask him that. You, Mr. Rascal, why have you given? Jump over to here. Why not other things? That Krishna, to understand Krishna, the Bhagavata begins, Atato brahma jignasa janmadyasya yatha anvayad itaratas charthesh vabhignya. You know Sanskrit, I think. Indian woman, yes, I know. Prabhupada, so do you understand this verse? Indian woman, but this is the first verse from Brahma Sutra, right? Prabhupada, no, no, Brahma Sutra and first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. Do you understand this Bhagavatam, this shloka? Indian woman, not that well. She says, I know Sanskrit, and then Prabhupada quoted this, and she said, well, I can't follow it. It's not the easiest language. Anvayad itara arteshu abhigya. And they're all well-known words, but in the context, it needs unpacking by the commentators. Prabhupada, then why do you jump over there? Education means from the beginning. Suppose a small child, he wants to be educated. He immediately goes to the MA class or he learns ABCD. So therefore, those who have given you this task, they are not realized souls, all fools and rascals. Indian woman, thank you very much. Prabhupada, yes, yes. First of all, you understand. 2 plus 2 equal to 4. Then you go to higher mathematics. And all of a sudden, higher mathematics, what is this? Is that a very good intelligence? I will advise you not to make research in that way. On one hand, Srila Prabhupada is cautioning, don't jump up to Rasa Leela. On the other hand, the aim of this Krishna consciousness movement is to join Krishna in his pleasure dance. And in one lecture in 1974 in Bombay, Srila Prabhupada said, intelligence is that we should again go back to home, but back to Krishna and dance with him in his Rasa dance. That will be our pleasure. So yes, we should go back home, back to Godhead, enjoying Krishna in the Rasa-lila, but be a little careful. Don't just jump in thinking, yes, here I am, Krishna. I'm already got my tattoos and my big strong muscles and I'm ready to go. Rasa-lila. Step by step. Okay, so that's that topic. That was the accusation against Krishna being immoral in the Rasa-lila. There are others also. So many. Why did Krishna have 16,000 queens and so on? But I may start that tomorrow. So any question about this? Yeah.
Sometimes I've been in kirtans where the devotees, you know, the kirtan is really going, like swinging. The devotees start dancing, you know, like you have a circle of men just dancing like anything. And the ladies be dancing like anything. Listen, you know, like really everybody's just kind of almost wildly dancing in the kirtan. And the devotees say, oh, that's a rasa dance. That's a rasa dance.
Really? Really? That's a new one to me. Well, rasa, it means a circular dance, but we particularly refer to Krishna's rasa-lila. Beware of mundane sexual overtones in the kirtan. As we just read from Srila Prabhupada's writings that if you enter the rasa, actual entering the rasa dance means you don't come back. That Gorky Shodas Babaji Maharaj used to people say, oh, I'm going to go to Vrindavan. And so I bought a return ticket. And Gorky Shodas, return ticket? He was astonished. How can you buy a return ticket? If you're going to go there, why are you going to come back? If you're actually going to go to Vrindavan, then why do you plan to come back at all? So we have Rasa-lila discussion and then mundane activities. I've seen so many times in Bengal the kirtan groups, professional kirtan groups, they're supposed to be in great bhav. So they do a great act of Hare Krishna, and then the time is up, 2 hours, and immediately they go off stage and they're smoking bidis, because for a whole 2 hours they couldn't smoke. And there'll be someone there doing bidi seva, serving the Vaishnavas by giving them bidis. So this is all bogus. Beware.
Being aware of Krishna when he's doing at different times of the day, like the Astakarya Lila. And being aware of what he's doing at different times of the day, so that at different times of the day when we have a moment, we can sit and we can think, oh, Krishna is doing this.
Yeah, that's nice.
Is that okay for us to do, and at what stage?
Well, practically at any stage one could become aware Krishna is doing this. It might be a little difficult in the West because the days they expand and they contract so much. So Krishna at dusk, he's coming back from the forest. Now it's approximately dusk. But that happens earlier because dusk is earlier because you don't have these long days. So anyway, you could learn of that if you like. It's a nice thing to do. But how to adjust it to the far north. I mean, this is pretty far north. So the days go, especially with the daylight saving. It's actually, now is what time? It's about 8 o'clock. But actually, if it wasn't for the time adjustment, it should be 9 o'clock. No, it should be 7 o'clock, right? 7 o'clock, yeah, it should be 7 o'clock. But the day, because people don't like to get up early in the morning, so they shift the time, so you get more time in the evening. And people, daylight saving, what's the idea? I don't know, maybe to save electricity, I don't know exactly what the point is. So people have more hours in the sunlight or something like that. Isn't it? You have daylight saving here.
I never analyzed the term like daylight saving time.
Well, I think it was because in the country, they used to say it was so dark.
Gives more hours for working, is it?
That either it was like children go to school in the morning and have to go in the dark.
But the daylight saving is only in the summertime. It's only adjusted in the summer and then it's adjusted back. Anyway, they have their idea. They're not satisfied with the way God made the world. So they want to pretend it's... They want to sleep late. And there's Gauranga's pastimes in Navadvip also. Eightfold
pastime. In Dwarka, in Krishna, in Bhagavatam, Krishna book, Krishna has nine parts of the day. In Dwarka, he does different activities, but there's nine.
Well, in the day, according to the Vedic, there are eight divisions.
Uh-huh.
Ashta Prahar. Uh-huh. And until recently in Bengal, and when I was there in the 1980s, if people didn't use clocks so much, but they would go by the time of day. Now it is aparan, which means approximately afternoon. Yeah, they're eightfold. Then there's nishant, which is the beginning of the day, which means the end of the night. Then there is prabhat, which means the early morning. Yeah, nishant includes the dawn. And then there's madhyan, aparan. There are the three sandhyas. Dawn is the morning sandhya. And then there's the midday sandhya. Madhyan is midday. And like that. And there are eight divisions to them. People would relate to that. Rather than time strictly. There's no need in the country to have a watch and do things exactly according to the second. I don't find Srila Prabhupada directly recommending that, but the general point to remember Krishna's pastimes is very much part of our culture and what Srila Prabhupada taught. So that's within a framework also.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's quite a busy day Krishna has. It's not completely fixed because there may be some changes in the day also. Just like sometimes he has to go home early instead of staying out. He has to go home early for some ceremony at home. Or there may be some demon he kills which upsets the schedule or something. But it's, otherwise he's pretty regulated. Okay, Hare Krishna. Anything else? Yeah.
How is that in the spiritual world in Goloka Vrindavan, when they have this Nitya pastime, Lila? They're going through all of the same pastime.
The same pastimes again and again in the spiritual world, yeah.
Yes, how is that they're under yoga maya, they're forgetting that?
Under yoga maya, they forget. How is it? What do you mean? What's the exact mechanism? You want to do some scientific study of it or what? It always feels fresh and new. Whenever Krishna's devotees meet with him, they feel that it's fresh and new. Just like if you don't meet a friend for a long time, you feel, oh, very nice to meet you. So for the friends of Krishna, a moment from him is separation, feeling like a very long time. So Even though it's just overnight, they may not meet him when they see him again. Oh! So wonderful to be with Krishna again. Always fresh and new. Exactly how it works, I don't know if anyone's analyzed or if there's any need to. It's something like you drive a car, you don't have to know how it works. Someone else does that. So Yoga Maya, she organizes. Yoga Maya Upashrita, that's stated in the beginning of the Rasalila pastimes. Krishna performed his Rasalila pastimes, taking shelter of Yoga Maya. What is it? That begins Tasmach Avirabhut Chauri. You can look that up, anyone has the
Tasmach
Avirabhut Chauri. Yeah, that's just at the beginning of the Rasalila. Oh, I think I wrote it down. I have it somewhere here. Yeah, here we go. Ta sam avirabhut chauri smayamana. I can't read my own writing. Ta sam avirabhut chauri smayamana mukham bhuja. Pitambara dharasragvi sakshan manmata manmataha. Then Krishna appeared. The gopis came. Krishna played his flute. The gopis came. Krishna said to them, go home, be good girls. They said, no, we're not going home. So it started rasli, then Krishna vanished and they were looking for him. And then tasam avirabhut chauri. Then he appeared again, looking just like the god of love, Cupid, with his face, lotus-like face, dressed in yellow clothes, garlanded. He looked directly like the one who churns the mind of the churners of the mind. Churns the mind of the churner of the mind. The churner of the mind, Manmata, means Cupid. So he's Manmata, Manmata. Then, okay. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.